Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, January 3rd. I hope you're well. Coming up,
there's wind associated with this low pressure. It'll drift, which means that the snow will blow into piles.
Get ready for snow and minus 10. And man appears in court over Wexford murder. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a man has been charged with the murder of John O'Connor in County Wexford on New Year's Eve. 34-year-old Wayne Roach, formerly of Dominic's Place in Waterford City and currently of no fixed abode, was brought before a special sitting of Wexford District Court last night. He was charged with murdering the 58-year-old at his home in Clonfada in New Ross on December 31st. Mr. Roach was remanded in custody to appear before Wexford District Court again via video link on Monday. A nationwide status yellow low temperature and ice warning remains in place this morning. Freezing temperatures overnight have left widespread frost and ice on the roads. The weather warning is due to expire at 11 a.m, but an advisory for sleet and snow will come into effect at midnight. Road Safety Authority spokesperson Aveen Toomey has this advice for drivers during the cold snap.
We're asking drivers to manoeuvre gently, slow down, leave extra distance between yourselves and the vehicle in front. Avoid harsh braking, steering and acceleration. Use dipped headlights at times of reduced visibility. Exercise extreme caution and to expect the unexpected.
The FBI no longer believes a man inspired by Islamic State had help in a terror attack in New Orleans that left 15 people dead, including the suspect. But there has been doubt over whether there are links with a Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside Donald Trump's hotel in Las Vegas. Both suspects had a military background and rented vehicles from the same company. FBI officials say there's nothing to suggest a definitive connection at this time. Vegas Sheriff Kevin McMahill says their suspect suffered a gunshot wound to the head, but every tip-off is being investigated.
If these turned out to be simply similarities, very strange similarities to have, and so we're not prepared to rule in or rule out anything at this point.
It's expected the flu season will peak in 2 weeks' time. The number of people in hospital with the virus has nearly doubled in the last week. There's been a rise of almost 500 cases, with over 1,000 in hospital yesterday. President of the Irish Medical Organisation, Dr. Dennis McCauley, wants the new government to make a long-term plan to help the health service cope with a surge like this.
This was a very predictable thing to happen, and unfortunately, once again, our health services are not prepared for such an outcome. And we would ask that the incoming government, rather than plan on a year-to-year basis, maybe has a 5 to 10 year plan such that our health services can actually grow rather than react.
A man and woman killed in a hit and run in Dublin over Christmas will be laid to rest this morning. The married couple were hit by a car in Blanchardstown on St. Stephen's Day. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
40-year-old Anthony Hogg and his wife, 39-year-old Georgina Hogg-Moore, died in the crash, which happened on Blanchardstown Road North on St. Stephen's Day shortly before 6 p.m. The driver of the car failed to stay at the scene when the collision involving a number of pedestrians happened near Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. Georgina was pronounced dead at the scene and her husband Anthony later passed away in Connolly Hospital. The couple, who had two children, will have a joint funeral in Mountview in Clonsilla at 11 a.m. A 45-year-old man was charged in connection with the incident and appeared in Dublin District Court on Monday, where he was remanded in custody. He is due to appear again at Clover Hill District Court in Dublin today.
A renewed appeal is being made on the 31st anniversary of the disappearance of Imelda Keenan in Waterford. The 22-year-old from Mount Mellick in County Leash was last seen in Waterford City on Monday, January 3rd, 1994. Imelda, who would now be 53, had moved to the city and was living with her boyfriend. On the day she vanished, she left her apartment at 1:30 p.m. and walked down William Street onto Lombard Street. The last confirmed sighting of her was at the corner of the Tower Hotel and Lombard Street, where she was seen crossing the road. The cost of obesity in Ireland is expected to reach €13 billion by 2030, with 60% of adults living with overweight or obesity. Currently, 1 in 5 children is overweight or living with obesity, putting them at greater risk of diseases like type 2 diabetes, heart disease and many cancers in adulthood. Alan Cantwell reports.
These figures are contained in a survey commissioned by Slimming World, which reveals 72% of adults in Ireland say they've put off even trying to lose weight, with those aged between 28 and 43 the most likely to delay at 79%. More than a third say they've delayed losing weight for 3 years or more, with many saying that has impacted their health and caused them to gain even more weight. The survey also reveals that more than half have thought about losing weight at least once a week without taking action, despite 57% being unhappy with their size. 65% said they know they eat unhealthy food, and the vast majority, 87%, want to improve their health.
In entertainment news, Wayne Osmond, a singer and guitarist with his family in the Osmonds, has died aged 73. He suffered a massive stroke, with his brother Merrill paying tribute to a man who showed unconditional love to everyone he met. The band's popularity peaked in the early 70s, with Donny Osmond becoming a breakout star. And in sport, in darts, Luke Littler will play Michael van Gerwen in tonight's PDC World Darts Championship final. Littler, who lost last year's final to Luke Humphreys, beat Stephen Bunting 6-1 in their semi-final last night. Van Gerwen overcame the challenge of Chris Dobie by the same scoreline. This evening's final at Alexandra Palace in London will get underway at 7:45. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.